Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. The split is real. Some hosts are piling on fees. Others are rolling out the welcome mat. Let's hit the concrete moves fans will feel first.
New Jersey Transit plans special event pricing for the 30-minute Penn Station to MetLife Stadium ride, with round trips expected around $150 and shuttle buses at $80. Over in Massachusetts, MBTA says returns to Foxborough will run about $80 to $95 on match days. Parking, $225 at MetLife and $175 at Foxborough. That's before you even see your seat.
FIFA weighed in. Tournament COO Haimo Shurgi warned those elevated fares will have a chilling effect, pushing fans to cars and creating congestion that undercuts the event's upside. FIFA also says host city agreements were amended in 2023 from free transport to at cost, not at profit. And they corrected talk of $11 billion as profit, its projected revenue, reinvested under FIFA's statutes. Translation? Don't price fans off trains.
Meanwhile, Philadelphia and Kansas City zigged while others zagged. Philly struck a deal through its host committee and Airbnb for free SEPTA rides from halftime to 2 hours post-game leaving Philadelphia Stadium. Standard $2.90 fares still apply going in. Kansas City's offering a $15 round-trip shuttle from the Fan Festival and Parkin' Rides to Arrowhead, plus a $50 unlimited tournament pass and a free airport-to-downtown shuttle every 15 minutes. That's fan-first service.
Why it matters is simple. Pricey rail nudges people to ride shares, coaches, and parking, which risks late arrivals and choke points. Cheaper, frequent transit moves fans on time and in bulk. And optics count. Shots of smooth egress beat bottlenecks every time.
Tickets at another pinch. The LA Times captured a wave of frustration. Fans paid Category 1 prices, then got reassigned to corners or behind goals after FIFA introduced new front-row products at even higher tiers. And more than a third of some group stage games still show availability, even as demand overall is massive.
Massive as in over 500 million ticket requests during the random draw phase across all 211 FIFA members. So macro demand is sky high. But micro-price elasticity is biting, especially when parking hits $150 to $300 and dynamic pricing keeps shifting seat value. If that continues, expect slower sell-through on mid-tier matches until prices ease.
The sharpest edge is disability access. DW reports no separate ballot, companions being charged, accessible parking not subsidized, and no guarantee companions sit adjacent. Advocates call it a step back from Qatar's model. That narrows who can actually attend.
There's also friction on resale. Right now, there's a 15% levy on both buyer and seller. If FIFA wants fuller stands, watch the last-minute sales phase and its portal. Targeted price drops for less in-demand fixtures, like we saw with Club World Cup discounts, would speak louder than statements. Fans need predictable, affordable paths into the stadium.
Security and politics shape all of this. Houston is the case study. 7 games at NRG, the Democratic Republic of Congo using the city as a base camp, and Metro planning expanded bus service and near 24-hour rail on key days with multilingual signage. But the state threatened to pull roughly $110 million from previously announced public safety grants, creating uncertainty.
The Houston Host Committee says more detail on transportation and safety is due May 11. Until funding is nailed down, questions linger about crowd control plans, emergency protocols, and even anti-drone deployments. Demand is already locked in. Hotel booking pace is up 17% for June and 42% for the first week of July. Short-term rentals up 53%, air bookings up 33%. The people are coming. The playbooks need to match.
Nationally, there's pressure on FIFA to ask President Trump for a pause on ICE raids during the tournament. The White House praised the event, but hasn't committed to a moratorium. ICE leadership confirmed they'll be on the ground as part of the security apparatus. That blurs visible safety with visible enforcement, which can spook international visitors. Clear public guidance from DHS would help. If it stays vague, host cities will shoulder comms to reassure fans.
Geopolitics meets operations on the field, too. Gianni Infantino said Iran, for sure, will play, rejecting Iran's request to move its matches to Mexico. Their group games are set for Los Angeles and Seattle, which means potential protests and heightened security around those dates. Seattle's already moving.
Washington State Ferries plans to have 20 of 21 vessels available, prioritizing core routes like Seattle-Bainbridge and Seattle-Bremerton, with extra crews on standby to avoid ripple effects from breakdowns. That's the kind of pragmatic capacity plan other regions will need as match days stack. Keep people flowing, keep tempers down.
Quick culture note. Several U.S. venues will limit tailgating, and FIFA has clarified the policy parameters. That trims a classic American pregame ritual, shifting more gathering and spend to official fan zones, which now have to deliver food, music, and screens that feel like an upgrade, not a downgrade. No pressure.
Bottom line for fans, check transit pricing early. Budget for those $225 and $175 parking tags if you're driving. And if you need accessible seating, document everything and watch for any policy tweaks before the last-minute sale. On tickets, set alerts. If availability lingers, prices may soften.
The single biggest thing to watch now? Whether Philadelphia and Kansas City's fan-friendly transit packages force New York, New Jersey, and Boston to soften their pricing. Because if they don't, Philly and KC will win the neutral fan goodwill battle. One smooth train ride at a time.